You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Let's begin with some industrial news. US-based private equity investor Advent International has backed out from bidding for Reliance General Insurance Company, a subsidiary of debt-laden Reliance Capital, making it a two-horse race now between Piramal Finance and Zurich Insurance. The decision to drop out comes closer to the November 28 deadline to submit binding bids for the resolution process. Advent had submitted a non-binding bid of Rs. 7,000 crore for RGIC during the first round of the bidding. The other two players had placed bids which were about 50% lower. Piramal's bid was for about Rs. 3,600 crore, while that of Zurich's was at Rs. 3,700 crore, according to sources closer to the development. Another source said that one of the reasons for pulling out of the race is the overvaluation by Advent at the time of submitting of non-binding bids, which was nearly 100% more than the nearest competitors. Meanwhile, the government has decided to do away with incentives to services exporters under the flagship Services Exporters from India scheme. The next foreign trade policy won't include a scheme replacing the SEIS, official and trade sources told FE. The FTP is expected to be unveiled in March 2023 and implemented from the next fiscal. Given the limited resources, the government may also refrain from providing exporters the SEIS benefits for financial year 22 and this fiscal. One of the sources said, "The withdrawal of incentives for services exports is being done on the basis of a cost-benefit analysis. Services exports are doing well even without the incentives. So, support should be extended to those players or sectors that require more help," said the sources. Moving on, the Commerce Ministry on Wednesday notified guidelines that will promote international trade settlement in rupees. It will enable exporters to get stipulated benefits under the foreign trade policy even if the export realization is in the domestic currency and not dollar, in select cases, trade analysts said. The Directorate General of Foreign Trade had already notified its decision to allow invoicing, payment and settlement of external trade in the rupee. The move was required to align the foreign trade policy of the government with the July announcement of the Reserve Bank of India and facilitate rupee trade. The RBI had in July notified the new mechanism to settle international trade in rupees to reduce the depreciation of the rupee against the dollar. Earlier, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had said many countries had expressed interest for settling bilateral trade with India in the rupee. In the tech sector, state-owned Bharat Sanchar Nigam has completed the trials for its indigenous 4G network as part of the proof of concept with the Tata Consultancy Services-led consortium. The trials were completed in the last week of October in Chandigarh, according to people aware of the matter. The company has just completed all the necessary network tests as part of proof of concept with the TCS-led consortium, and now it will be decided where it will start rolling out 4G services using indigenous technology stack, a government official told FE. The completion of proof of concept for the 4G network is a significant development for BSNL, which can now prepare itself to launch the services by January, the official added. BSNL is expected to deploy the 4G services using indigenous technology stack across 1 lakh tower sites in a phased manner. However, both BSNL and TCS are yet to agree on the pricing and other commercial terms related to the rollout of 4G network, the official said, adding that the discussions are in advanced stages and will be finalized soon. On to the market. With the LIC stock price trading at a third lower than the IPO issue price, the board of the life insurance behemoth will work on 5-6 key areas to prop up its sagging share price, including higher dividend payouts and bonus issues to shareholders by reallocating funds from non-PAR corpus. The insurer will also have a relook at its investment strategy to generate more income and give added thrust to non-participatory policies to improve returns to shareholders, a senior official told FE. Besides, it would adopt modern technologies and rope in talent laterally from the market to boost productivity and improve communication with investors. And lastly, institutional shareholders continue to trim their stake in the National Stock Exchange of India amid the delay in the bourse's initial public offering, Elevation Capital, formerly Saif Partners, is in the process of offloading stake worth $125 million, about Rs. 1,000 crore, in the exchange, said people in the know. The private equity firm had reduced its stake to 2.14% in financial year 22 from 3.21% in the previous year. After the sale, Elevation will continue to hold shares worth around Rs. 2,000 crore in the exchange. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.